Well, good evening, everybody. My name is David Litt. I'm in charge of sales and marketing for Purium, and what a fun job I have. Just finished up a 10-day stretch over at David Sandoval's Native Springs Oasis, hosted two Blue Diamond events, as well as a field advisory board event, and just lots and lots and lots of fun, great people. It just inspired me to see the quality of people, the passion level that we have from our top field leaders and also from our owner and founder. David Sandoval opened up his home, and it was really, really special to just share some good outside time without cell phone service and to share some meals, share some events. We went rafting and we went hiking and we did yoga and did some singing and dancing around the campfire and just lots and lots and lots of fun. And hope everybody has the opportunity to experience what we experienced here over the last 10 days. So thanks so much for joining us here on tonight's call. This is our training call. We're going to be talking about the power of leverage. And, boy, we got folks calling in from all over the place, from Colorado and Washington and Idaho and Florida and Utah and Nevada. We got people calling in from Vancouver and Vancouver Island and Toronto, Canada, and Mississippi and Wisconsin and Arizona and Illinois and tons of folks from Hawaii and California and New Jersey and Texas and Iowa and Minnesota and Michigan and Connecticut and Kansas and Indiana and Louisiana and Virginia and Missouri and Oregon, and I'm sure I missed a whole bunch. But bottom line is we got lots of people that are excited about what we're doing. And on tonight's call, we're going to talk a little bit about leverage and the concept of building a business using tools, using a methodology of growth that's allowing us as a company and hopefully you and your business to grow exponentially rather than in a linear fashion. But before I get started, I want to make sure everybody is aware that one of the key things to leverage is events. And we've got some big events coming up. I'm going to be in Tucson, Arizona next Thursday night, May 22nd, at the Viscount Suite Hotel in Tucson. So looking forward to that. Should be a great meeting. We've got a couple of meetings in Florida. The following week, David Sandoval is going to be in Fort Lauderdale on Tuesday, May 27th, going to be in Tampa on Thursday, May 29th, and then East Coast to Stamford, Connecticut for a tri-state area, New York, New Jersey, Connecticut meeting on Saturday, May 31st. So, good information to be shared, a lot of opportunity to invite guests, so that they can learn more about the business, and we'll have Getting Started trainings at all of those events. So look through your event schedule for more details. We're still, ironing out a little bit of the times and details and getting event flyers out, but all that should be squared away here in the next 24 hours for sure. So you want to use those events tonight. We'll talk a little bit about using events as part of the leverage of your business. And, of course, the big event that we have coming up is our national convention, and if you've been to some of our events before, you know that how we work and what we give and what we share is there's going to be tons of recognition, lots of attention. We're going to have an outside speaker, a couple of souls, healthy happy hour, so it's going to be jam-packed. So not only do you want to be there, but you want your people to be there, and again, that's the key to leverage, is if you're going to do something, you want your team to do it, and if your team does it, then, everything becomes easier and simpler and faster. And, one of the things that you can do as well is actually earn free hotel nights, earn free event tickets, earn spending cash. So we've got a promotion going on. It's a rank advancement promotion, so check PuriumCorp.com/one, O-N-E, that's the name of our event. And go to that convention webpage and check out what you need to do to get to the rank you need to get some of those free goodies. So the only thing better than going to national convention is going to national convention for free, and you have the opportunity to do that. And you also have the opportunity to share that you're going to be there, that you're going to be in Long Beach August 8th through the 10th. And we put together a Twibbon campaign. So if you utilize Facebook or Twitter, let people know that you're going to be there. Once they see you're going to be there, chances are they're going to want to be there. And once they're there, then that leads right into our conversation tonight, which is about leverage. So good stuff happening all over the place, and want to make sure that good things are happening for your business. And really, the concept of leverage is at the center of our business model. So the email blast, if you had an opportunity to see it today, started out with two quotes. And one of the quotes is from J. Paul Getty, who's one of the first billionaires in the world. And he said, I'd rather have the profit from 1% of the efforts of 100 people than 100% of my own efforts. I'd rather have the profit from 1% of the efforts of 100 people than 100% of my own efforts. And I remember when I heard that quote, I actually didn't agree with it. And I didn't agree with it for years and years and years. And here's why I didn't agree with it. And here's why I was wrong. And one of the world's first billionaires was right. So that's probably not a surprise that, you know, that J. Paul Getty was smarter than me. But here's why I didn't believe it. And this may be something that you might be thinking and holding you back, because it held me back for years and years. My thought was this, that why would I want 1% of the efforts of 100 people versus 100% of my own efforts if I'm above average? So if there's 100 average people out there, and I'm getting 1% of their efforts, and I'm above average, and I can get 100% of my own efforts, then clearly I'm going to produce more than those 100 people. And I was right in one small way, but wrong in one big way. And the reason that I was right, I'm still getting a lot of beeps. Hold on one second. Let me see if I can turn these beeps off. I thought I'd... Alrighty, I think I got the chimes off now. So what I was sharing was that I was right in one small way and wrong in one big way. And how I was right was that, yes, if I'm above average and I get 100% of my own efforts, then I can actually produce more than 1% of 100 people's efforts. The reason I was wrong in a big way was that if I use 100% of my own efforts, I'm done. That's all I have is 100% of my own efforts. There's nothing left for me to give. Whereas if I use 1% of 100 people's efforts, guess what? I still had 99% of my own efforts left to put someplace else. So even if what I received and achieved was a little bit less than what I would have received or achieved by using up 100% of my own efforts, I still had 99% of my own efforts to put someplace else. So that's the power of leverage. Is the concept of accessing other information, utilizing tools and events and people in a way that you can compound the benefits and the results that you get. And the second quote on the email blast came from Albert Einstein. He said that compounding is one of the most powerful forces in nature. And just to share how powerful the concept of leverage and compounding is, I'm sure that many of you have heard this analogy before, that if you took a penny and doubled it every day for 30 days, you'd have more than $1 million. And that is absolutely a fact. You can do it on a piece of paper, and you can go 2, 4, 8, 16, 32, 64. You can keep on going, and you will get to more than $1 million from one penny in just 30 days. Here's the crazy part, is after 5 days, you have less than $1, and after 10 days, you have less than $10. So you're going to be compounding this penny for 30 days, and after 10 days, you only have 10 bucks. So you would think that after 30 days, you only have $30. That's all you would think that you'd have, but you actually would have more than $1 million because the concept of compounding really starts to multiply on itself as the numbers get bigger. So this is a nonlinear business model. And the power of the business model is to stay long enough, to build long enough, to work long enough, to have the leverage work for you. So the first few days, the first few weeks, the first few months, you don't have leverage working for you. But after, over time, when you have dozens of people or hundreds of people in your business, and they're all following a system, then leverage starts to work for you. Then duplication starts to work for you so that you can be more successful than you could on your own. It's a hugely important concept. It's really the centerpiece of our business model. Everything begins with the law of leverage, the power of duplication, and the idea of compounding in a way that is nonlinear. So once you understand that, then it's easier for you to buy into a long-term perspective on your business. Because if you stay long enough, if you build long enough, if you promote long enough, if you share with enough people long enough, then leverage will work for you. Let me give you one other example. So if you're building by twos, and you enroll two people, and then they enroll two people, and they enroll two people, and they enroll two people, and if you keep doing that down eight levels, on your eighth level, you'll have 256 people. Now, if you are enrolling by fours, and it goes 4, 16, 64, 256, 1,024, you'll have 65,000 people on your eighth level. So you had 256 if you enrolled two people and duplicated that. You have 65,000 people if you start with four and duplicate that. Now, obviously, no business duplicates perfectly, but the concept is really, really profound. Just one little slight edge of duplicating with four instead of duplicating with two is the difference of having 65,000 people or 256 people. And believe it or not, if you duplicate by 10, you have 100 million people. So going from 100 million people and 256 people, it's a pretty big difference on your eighth level, and it's just the difference between duplicating by two or duplicating by 10. So what you want to do is become the person you're looking for, or better yet, find people who are as good or better than you, who are as motivated or more motivated than you, who have as much time or more time than you, who have as much money or more money than you. You want to become a professional headhunter so that on the people side of the business, as you're building your organization, you're looking to duplicate with power. So you're looking for the time, money, and contacts of powerful people, because in some ways it's easier to enroll powerful people, smart people, entrepreneurial people, than it is to enroll unmotivated people. So one big part of leverage, and maybe the most common way that leverage is used, is in the idea of building a downline. And it certainly is an important piece. But let's switch over to some other types of leverage. And let's talk about the leverage of information. So there's lots of good information out there. There's lots of personal development information. You can be reading books and listening to audios. And guess what? Some people do and some people don't. And the people who leverage that information tend to be more successful than those who don't. There's lots of great information about eating healthy. And that will help you and motivate you to not only do a transformation, but to continue on with your transformation and make your transformation more profound. So the more you understand about GMOs, the more you understand about artificial ingredients, the more you understand about the information out there about eating healthy, the more you'll be excited about using and promoting Purium products. And there are best practices within Purium. So we try to share how to do a healthy happy hour. We try to share some of the basic principles. So just being on this phone call, you're leveraging information. And importantly, if you like the information on this call and you have a downline organization, make sure they listen in or at least listen to the recorded call. So the more that you leverage information, the better off you're going to be. And the more that you have other people leverage information, the less they're going to get stuck. So wherever you get stuck in your business or wherever your team gets stuck in your business, you want to use information or you want to use tools. So these conference calls are certainly a tool that we provide. We provide videos. We provide brochures. We provide a website. We provide a text message platform. Lots of people use social media. We provide gift cards. We provide training. You can do planning. There's so many different ways that you can utilize tools to your advantage so that you become system-based, system-dependent, not people-based or people-dependent. So it's certainly fun to have a business where you're seen as the superstar. That's fun. But that doesn't provide you true freedom. If you want true freedom, the opportunity to live at your highest and best, then you want to have your income be based on systems, not based on yourself, because otherwise, if you're the person who's doing everything, saying everything, sharing everything, being everywhere, there's only so much of you to go around. Just like the example I used in the beginning with J. Paul Getty. J. Paul Getty says, I'd rather profit from 1% of the efforts of 100 people than 100% of my own efforts. So the more that you can do things in a way that uses less of your time, the more successful you can be and the more financial freedom and just freedom in general you can have. And that's really the result of duplication. So the power of our business model is leverage and duplication and compounding. The result of compounding and duplication and leverage is a system-based business that allows you the freedom to earn income without doing a lot of work. So it takes a lot of work to get off the ground. It takes a lot of work to get started. It takes lots of work to iron out the systems. It takes lots of work to find the great people. But once you get that working for you, then the information, the tools, the people, all of those things start to work in your favor. Same with the compensation plan. We have some people who really leverage the compensation plan and others who don't. So you can be successful not understanding the compensation plan, but understand it's a tool for you. So we have weekly pay and we have monthly pay. The people who are building fast, they understand that every week is an opportunity for them to earn more income with our Gold Rush promotion. They understand that if they enroll two people with gold packs, they earn $100 on each. But if they enroll that third person, they earn $150. So that's $50 sitting on the table that they can take advantage of, and not only can they take advantage of it, but their team can take advantage of it. So they create a culture in which weekly pay is important. And then, of course, on the monthly pay side, we have achievement bonuses. We have lifestyle bonuses. We have pools. We have lots of different ways that you can earn income, or even matching bonuses, where as you help people achieve, as you help people build, you can earn income that way. So the more you understand those things, the more you can leverage them. And the more that you leverage them, and the more that you have people on your team that are plugged in, that understand that going from consultant to director can earn $100 for them, and that it also earns $100 for their enroller, that's a good thing, because that motivates them to do more, to work harder, to build faster. They understand that if they get to Diamond, they have a $500 bonus sitting out there for them. So, you know, that's what pushes people toward the end of the month, is the people that are using the compensation plan as part of their leverage, that's how they're having success. People are using events as leverage. They're using their healthy happy hours as leverage. We just had a Diamond event in April. We had a Blue Diamond event in May. And people were pushing for Diamond. People were pushing for Blue Diamond. They wanted to be part of it. And they were encouraging and creating a culture in their downline organization to push for those events. We've got a huge event, the biggest event in the company's history, coming up in August. It's our national convention. If you go to national convention, that's great. If you have 10 or 20 people in the front row, that's even better. If you've got 200 people, imagine what that would do for your business in September and October and November. And all of those people are motivated by the information and training that we're sharing. So that's the power of leverage, is you doing something and being the person worthy of duplication and promoting something that's worthy of duplication. So you spend your time, your money, your effort, but then you inspire others to invest their time, their money, their effort, and that's time and money and effort that you didn't use, that you didn't pay for, that didn't come out of your life in your pocket. And when that happens, then you really have something special. So we've got events coming up. I shared with you, we've got an Arizona event. I'm going to be there. If you're in Arizona, that's great. Be there. If you know 3 or 5 or 10 or 20 people in Arizona, get them there. And that leverages my time. So I'm flying down to Arizona on Thursday, May 22nd to help your business. Some people on this line will use that as leverage, and some won't. So you don't have to fly to Arizona. I'm flying to Arizona. But you do have to invite people to Arizona. That's the way that they're going to get the information. So who do you know in Fort Lauderdale, Florida? Who do you know in Tampa, Florida? Who do you know in Connecticut or New Jersey or New York? We have these events where David Sandoval is going to be there. You don't need to be there, but you do need to reach out and leverage those events. So the people that are building the fastest, the people that are growing the fastest, they're using healthy happy hours. They're using these local super healthy happy hours or regional events. They're using the convention. They're using the Diamond and Blue Diamond. And we've got a huge crown trip at the end of the year. It's going to be amazing. We've already started looking at locations, and we're going to have that announcement at convention. It's going to be one of the big announcements at convention. And it's going to knock your socks off what we're going to be doing for our crowns. All expenses paid. It's going to be lots of fun. If you want to be there 6 months from now, then you got to start working today. You got to start building and duplicating and leveraging today. So information, tools, compensation plan, events, people in your downline, and then also people in your upline. You know, this is a team sport. So it feels like an individual sport when you're sending out an email, when you're making a phone call. It feels like an individual sport, but the reality is that the fastest growing and strongest teams work as a team. They're building a community. They're recognizing their people. They're plugging into the Million Mom movement. They're utilizing Facebook to create support. So when new people come onto the team, they're welcoming them. And they try the transformation, they're welcoming them. And when they're advancing in ranks, they're congratulating them. And all that motivates people to do more. So does it take time to set that up? Absolutely. Does it take effort to reach out and to support your people? Absolutely. But guess what? Once you do that, and once you teach 5 or 10 or 15 or 20 people to do that, guess what they're going to do? They're going to do what you've done. So spend that extra time, spend that extra effort, spend that extra money to build your business right, and then that's going to create leverage and duplication and compounding so that your business can grow. So that's what this is all about. This is a really fun, really simple, really highly leveraged business that's one of the few business models that can lead you on a path toward true financial freedom. And we're doing everything we can to provide you the information, the tools, the compensation plan, the products, the events, the people, the support. We got Dr. Mike for you. You got a medical question? Plug into Dr. Mike. I just did the transformation support call before this call. We had people on that call. They were asking questions. They were, you know, meeting other people. They were learning about, you know, the successes of other folks. So, you know, use the tools that we put in place. The more tools you use, the more events you use, the better off that you use your resources, the bigger, better, faster, more solid community of people you'll have sharing the same information and creating the same system. So let's keep it fun. Let's keep it simple. And hopefully you've come up with a few ideas based upon, you know, this call here tonight of some things that you can improve on. That, you know, constantly working on your business, not just in your business. Michael Gerber, one of the sharpest entrepreneur minds of all time, says you got to work on your business as well as in your business. And hopefully Tuesday nights is one of those nights that you're working on your business, spending the next 10, 15, 20 minutes after this call thinking, you know, what can I do to improve my duplication? What can I do? What tools can I use? What people can I access? How can I learn more about the compensation plan or the events? Let me send out a Facebook blast about Arizona or Florida or Connecticut. Who can I connect with, and how can I build this as a team in a way that's going to create more leverage for me and create more leverage for my business? So hopefully this made some sense to you. If you do have a team, you know, get them to listen to the recorded call. We will make sure that we're putting these calls up on a more timely basis going forward. And appreciate you being on the line live. There's no substitute for hearing the information firsthand. So hopefully you got a little something out of this concept. It's the core concept of our business model. And the more you understand it and the more you live it, the more opportunity you have to unlock the key to financial freedom. So good stuff. Tomorrow we've got David Sandoval, as always, doing a product training call. So it's another tool for you. You know, David's learned from some of the absolute masters. He lives the lifestyle. And, you know, what he knows about green foods is something that you can implement into your life. And if that's important to you, then be on the call tomorrow night and learn directly from him, and that will help you to be healthier. And that will help you to evolve your transformation further, and it's going to be easier for you to share the business as well. So, good enough. We'll have a great, great night. We'll catch you tomorrow night. Thanks, everybody. Bye now.